Fairy in the Wizard's Garden. The wizard had a fantasticalissimo garden. Do you know what fantasticalissimo is? Well, fantasticalissimo is a word I have made up because the wizard's garden was so lovely. No, it was better than lovely. It was great. No, it was better than great. It was amazing. No, it was better than amazing. It was fantastic. No, it was better than fantastic. And as there is no word better than fantastic, I have had to make one up. And so the wizard's garden was fantasticalissimo. Now, when you have a fantasticalissimo garden, you have to have someone to look after it, don't you? Esmeralda, that's the name of the fairy, the wizard was lucky enough to have looking after his garden. Now, all fairies are very clever, but Esmeralda was extra clever. You see, in Magic Land, the wizards and witches and dragons and fairies and pixies used to grow in their gardens. You see, in Magic Land, the wizards and witches and dragons and fairies and pixies. You see, in Magic Land, the wizards and witches and dragons and fairies and pixies used to grow in their gardens vegetables like squeegees, wobbly breads, and dandy pod, and fruit like whirly wats, giggly tops, creamy bobs, and jammy whackers. Now, you have never heard of any of those vegetables and fruits. So don't worry, they are only in Magic Land and you will never see them. Now, Esmeralda knew that potatoes tasted much better than squeegees, and peaches tasted much better than jammy whackers. And so Esmeralda grew all the vegetables and fruit that we eat in the wizard's garden as well. The wizard was delighted to have so much food that tasted so much better than Magic Land food. And he thought Esmeralda was the cleverest fairy in the whole world. But what about the vegetables and the fruit? Well, if I tell you the wizard's raspberries were the biggest, his potatoes the tastiest, and his cucumbers the longest in the world, you will know everything in the wizard's garden was fantasticalissimo. But I've told you that already. Now, in Magic Land, when things are the biggest, the tastiest, and the longest, the vegetables are so happy. Do you know what they do? They sing. Yes? So all the fruit and vegetables in the wizard's garden was very happy. And when fruit and vegetables are happy in Magic Land, they do something quite amazing. They all sing together. And the fairy, Esmeralda, and the wizard would sit on the balcony at the back of his house, listening every afternoon to the concert in his garden. His turnips would trumpet. His damsons would drum. His cabbages would chatter. His peas would pop pop. His raspberries would raspberry. His apples would applaud. His pears would pant. And his oranges would organ. Now, with all this going on every afternoon in the wizard's garden, his garden was a very noisy place, which did not matter at all until Mr. Gnome moved next door. Now, we all know that garden gnomes like to fish because so many sit on their stools in people's gardens holding fishing rods. And Mr. Gnome used to fish every afternoon in his garden next door. But not only did Mr. Gnome never catch any fish, but from the noise of the vegetable and fruit in the wizard's garden, the only thing he caught was a headache. "Oh dear," said the wizard, I'm so sorry. Oh dear, said Esmeralda, I am so sorry. And no one knew what to do. We can't stop the vegetables and fruit singing, said the wizard. I can't catch any fish, and I've got a headache, said the gnome. And so the problem would have gone on, but for clever fairy Esmeralda. You see, at the bottom of the wizard's garden there was a tall tree, and it was called a weeping willow tree. Now it was called a weeping willow because it used to weep. Now weeping is like crying. When the willow wept, the tears would fall on the grass below the willow, and the grass used to get fed up being wept on because they were always wet. So Esmeralda would go down with a bucket when the willow started to weep and catch the tears to keep the grass dry. But today, as she was going to the willow, carrying her bucket, she had a great idea. She leaned over the fence and called Mr. Gnome, who was trying to fish in the middle of his lawn. And within minutes, the problem was solved. The wizard was happy, the vegetables and fruit were singing happily, Esmeralda was happy, and even the gnome was happy. Why? Because the gnome could no longer hear the noise from the wizard's garden. Why? Because he had Esmeralda's bucket over his head.